You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
I was raised to do one thing. I've got nothing to fight for.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about Star Wars. Star Wars, the film that's upcoming. I think we're all looking forward to this film. We're all looking forward to see what happens with our favorite characters, with the fate of the world, with good versus evil, dark and the light. And, you know, I think it's an interesting concept because, you know, we see it as a film. We see it as an action-packed film. We get into it. We've been into it for years. I mean, some of us have seen the first film on. Some of you are complete and utter lovers of Star Wars. And some of you are just now catching on. And I feel that this film is more than just a film. I think this film is more than this film. I think that this actually tells us a lot about what we go through in our own lives. And so I want to talk about how Star Wars, the film, right, the ideas, directly relate to your life. They directly relate to your life. And I want to talk about that tonight because I think when we were able to realize what we deal with in our life, when we're able to realize what we go through in our life, better yet, we're able to kind of realize not just the pain and suffering, but the successes. We're able to see it also in a better, clearer, grander scale. I think a lot of us either have a tendency of seeing our life as being something minute, small, you know, nothing to write home about. Can't change the world. You got to have armies to change the world. What am I going to do? I want to make the world a better place. What do I do? You know, a lot of times we watch the news and we go, oh, God. Oh, now I'm really depressed. Now I'm really down in the dumps. You know, some of us don't realize what we go through. And I recently have somebody that works with me occasionally, and he's in college. And I said, hey, I go, do me a favor and begin to write some of the stuff down that you've dealt with since you were a child. And begin to think about the things that you went through, begin to understand what you went through, and start kind of looking back at that and begin to write things out in your life that really probably either changed your life or affected your life from here on out. And it was interesting because when I first gave him this assignment, he was like, I don't really think there's that much to write about. And I said, okay, well, what I want you to do is I want you to take a little bit of time and think about it and mull it over. Don't worry about it. Even if you want to read a little bit of the 10-day challenge to live your true life, maybe that'll help you clear your head and organize your thoughts. And so as he began to read the 10-day challenge, he was like, I get a call a couple of days later. He's like, oh my God, I had no idea some of the things I'd gone through because I hadn't really thought about it. I hadn't really kept a running tally on it. And now I'm really thinking about it. I said, go on and write all that down because later on we're going to publish that as a memoir. And it was very interesting. The first thing that he remembered, he was reminded of something that happened to his mother. So picture this. He was raised in Bogota, Colombia. For the first, I would say, 10 years of his life, maybe 12. And before he was born, he was in his mother's womb. And his mother had gone to a department store to get some baby clothes for her unborn baby who was soon to be born. I think he was like 2 weeks away, maybe a week away from being born. And she was shopping for baby clothes. And at the store, as she's looking at the clothes, she can't find what she wants. So picture that. Columbia, she can't find what she wants. She doesn't know what she's looking for something. And she ends up leaving to go to another store. Okay, 5 minutes later, that entire shopping area was blown to bits by Pablo Escobar and his people. and killed every single person in there. Yeah, Pablo Escobar, the big drug cartel, the big head honcho, and the cocaine trade blew that up and everybody died. And because my friend and somebody that works with me couldn't, his mom could not find the baby clothes that she wanted, she left minutes before they were both gone. That's a big deal. And yes, some of you might say, well, he wasn't born yet, but you know what? He wouldn't have been born had this had fallen a different way. So think about that. That's something that he didn't think about. And it wasn't until recently when they've done a show recently with about Pablo Escobar's life that he realized part of that after also reading the 10-Day Challenge. He also started realizing that he moved here as a 10-year-old child from Colombia and moved to a totally different country. Moved to a totally different country, the total unknown, right? That's kind of a big deal too. What about learning English? All this stuff. And it starts coming to his mind and he starts realizing all these things. And so what I want to talk about in the beginning of tonight's show, and it directly relates to Star Wars, is our inherent obligation to ourselves to overcome adversity. To overcome adversity. I mean, think about it. When we overcome adversity, it's such an amazing thing, but in the process can be so difficult. Adversity comes in many forms. And I want to talk about it because, you know, as you even think about Star Wars, you know, the family you're born into, the people who take you in, the world you're living on, the planet you're living on, the environment you live in. All these things can put some adversity in your life. And I want to begin with the adversity from our beginning. Adversity from our beginning. Some of our adversity starts at our core, at the beginning, when we're born. For my friend, before he's born, you're in a country that's run by drug lords, where people get blown up, where innocent people die. In our beginnings, we can have to overcome adversity. And this works with the concept of resources. The people who are raising us. I mean, for some of us out there, we were raised and we were born in poverty. For some people out there, born with small little means that didn't have very many options. I mean, some of you listening tonight, you that was raised by your parents that were wonderful people, but they weren't raised in a time where women could have a career. They were raised in the time that if you were a woman and you had a job being a secretary, you were on top of the world. And so when they told you that you could be a secretary and that would be a really great job for you, they weren't meaning that as a put down. They were meaning that as building you up. But yet, you know what? That could also hold you back. As a child being raised at a certain age and the highest you think you can be is a secretary. And not that it's not good to be a secretary, but I'm saying when we have limited resources and we're educated in a limited way, we can have a tendency of being held back in our beginning, which can cause us adversity. What about being held back because of our past? That we have to overcome our past, because our past is a very interesting thing. We as people have the choice. We have choices, right? We can choose to do one thing. We can choose not to. We can choose to go one way. We can choose to go the other. Choice is our reality. It's our God-given liberty, really. And we have this amazing choice that we have to look at and make smart choices and figure out right. But sometimes we don't make always the right perfect choice. And in the past, we have a tendency of sometimes making choices that come back to haunt us. And I think for some of us, our past might have been a difficult past. For some of us, we might have made difficult choices in the past. For some of us, maybe didn't choose to go to school and choosing to go to school later on down the road. Some of us didn't choose to go to school. We're having to fight a certain economic curve. Some of us may have gone to school, but we took a little bit of extra time because we had a little bit of fun partying. And so we were about 2 years behind everybody else when everybody else was graduating. We were juniors going, man, I had a great time, but was it worth it? You know, some of us in our past, we made choices where we got married at a very young age and it wasn't the right marriage. Some of us made choices to have children early on in life, and so it changed our entire direction. Now, whether or not that changed your life is to be determined, because, you know, I do think that a lot of times when we make choices, we can always make different choices. And what I'm saying is, the other day I was in a conversation with a very good friend of mine, and I said, what if things had been different? What if things had been different? What if you had, and I was talking to him, what if you had married, and for you, what if you had married that person that you didn't marry? I mean, for some of us, we look at things wondering, would it have been better? Would our life been better? Would things have turned out better? But you know what? Some of us need to look at it in the fact that, guess what? Your life would have been completely different. And better, I don't think so. When we return, we're going to be talking about the what if. What if things had happened, as well as we're going to begin to talk about the dark side versus the light. About how this is real reality here. What we're talking about in Star Wars is directly related to our life. There is a dark side. There is a light side. We can choose to act from either side. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about Star Wars. Yippee! Talking about Star Wars. You know, it's coming out here soon. We got it coming out here in a few months. But you know what? I think we have the Star Wars fever. And you wonder why people get so connected to Star Wars. You know, some people go, why can you be connected to something like a trilogy like that, where it goes one way and then it goes backwards and then it goes forward and then we go to the back and then we go to the front. And who knows what's happening? The stuff that happened in the 70s that we saw in the theater really happened recently. And the stuff that we recently saw really happened in the beginning. Okay, I get it. But you know what? The thing about Star Wars is that a lot of people don't realize to the extent of what it really says about our own life. I know. Can you believe that? Yeah, your life is like Star Wars. I swear to God. I swear to it. Okay? I don't have to swear to God, but I'm telling you, your life has a lot to do with Star Wars. And why it is, we were talking about earlier, is about overcoming adversity. All of us have to overcome adversity, the adversity that we were dealt, the hand we were given, the hand we were dealt into life. Some of us, and maybe me, have thought that, you know, actually, we actually choose how we come onto this planet, how we enter the Earth, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Some of us might have chosen something very difficult. And I like to look at it that way because I don't really feel that we ever do anything outside of choice, being that choice is the freedom we have, right? So doesn't it apply prior to birth? Thinking that we're all very high, consciously seeking, you know, multidimensional spiritual beings who have the ability to, move from place to place and have the ability to create prior to exiting the womb. So we can go past that. Some of y'all might not agree with that, but you know what? Think about it. It's kind of interesting thinking that you might have actually chosen the parents and the situation you came into, no matter how hard it was. And some of you that were really, really strong spiritual energies before coming in here might have chosen something very difficult. And you're wanting to see if you can actually overcome it. So the idea of overcoming adversity, our beginnings, overcoming our past, the things that we've created for ourselves. Why? Because we can be our worst enemy, right? We're very good at it. We're the ones that can trip ourselves up. When somebody puts their foot out there to trip, it's probably our own foot, right? Most of the time we do trip over ourselves. We run into the own wall. We run into our own wall. Without somebody pushing us into it, we just run into it on our own. A lot of us have a tendency of doing that, going 100 miles into a brick wall. And why is that, we ask? Why, God, why? Well, we do it because we're scared. We can be scared of success, but better yet, scared of change. And the fact that maybe if we actually believe hard enough and act, that things will actually happen. And sometimes being able to see these things, it takes this transformation within your mind to mentally open up those concepts and see it for what it truly is. And right before the break, I was talking about the what if. And so a lot of us are dealing with adversity right now. Some of us dodged a bullet and some of us didn't. And one of the biggest things that we deal with in adversity is not only ourselves, because we are our worst critics. We are our toughest judge. We're the one that'll take our own self out of the competition before anybody else can. We do it. We do it because we have to overcome what's in our mind. The mind that's telling us we can't do it. We are no good. Other people are better. They're always going to be better than us. Why do we even compete? Why do we even waste our time? We should just go back to the drawing board and start all over again. Huh. But you know what? Another person that a lot of times we don't really think about that can be adversity, that can create adversity in our life, is family, but also our spouse. And the picking of a spouse is one of the most important things on the planet that we do. It's somebody that's going to be around you a lot. It's someone that you're going to see when you wake up and when you see when you're going to bed most of the time, unless you have a long distance marriage or having to travel a lot. It's going to be somebody that's so important to your life. Now, they can very much help you and help your life and change your life and be instrumental in adding to your life or being there for you. They can be your biggest cheerleader, right? Or they can be sleeping with the enemy. And I've recently seen some of my friends go from being so happy to so unhappy. And they can't really see the forest through the trees, because you have to understand, the more you get brainwashed in a situation where you're seeing it day after day after day, you start missing it. You don't see it. You don't see where it's coming. You don't see what the deal is. You don't really understand what's really going on. You know what? You understand, you don't understand. And so you don't know where your unhappiness is coming from. Or maybe you feel like, you know, you have to change somebody. And when me and a friend recently were talking about, what if things had been a certain way? What if? And I started thinking about how I overcame some adversities with choosing the right spouse. Choosing the right spouse is like overcoming a major adversity. And if some of y'all are in relationship issues right now, marriage, long-term relationships that aren't working, you've got to ask yourself a question. How good is this relationship for me? What is it doing for me? What am I doing for them? And is this going to work out? Because you know what? I did myself a great service by waking up on several levels, because there's no way that I could be doing what I'm doing, I don't think, had I had chosen certain paths. And I know for some of you out there, you're saying, you know, Ashley, I chose a path and I'm dealing with it, and I'm basically digging myself out of a ditch that I built for myself, and I'm getting to that other side, and I'm going to step up and I'm going to get up and I'm going to dust myself off and I'm going to get back in the game. And that to me is overcoming adversity, because a lot of times we bring adversity into our life. Sometimes it's already there. And so let's say like you were brought up into a family that had a lot of arguments, a lot of issues, a lot of pain. That tendency to want to reenact that model, bring it into your life now, is something that's really hard to get over, because a lot of us are so used to it, right? If dad was kind of an alcoholic, or mom was very angry and very moody and very upset all the time and just mad at the world and stayed in bed all the time, you know, whatever it is, a lot of times we see that figure and we mimic it and take it over and bring it into our life in the form of someone else. Also, overcoming things in our family, whether it's depression, anxiety, anger. I mean, a lot of these things can be passed on, but we can do a lot of stuff to overcome that adversity. You know, getting therapy, getting treatment, working with other people, talking about it, writing a journal. You know, starting a journal is the first thing you can do for self-therapy. It's inherently cathartic, and it helps people to relinquish held-on anxieties, stresses, things that depress you, anger, resentment. You can also go a step further to helping you make clear choices. And when we're dealing with that adversity, we have to overcome that. When we're dealing with that adversity, we have to look at it in a certain angle. And I think a lot of that adversity that we deal with comes in the choices that we make. Because I believe that Star Wars, if you think about it, the whole film's premise is based on choices that certain characters make. Either because they go one direction into the dark because of family, or because that's what they believe they should do or they were told to do, or because they step up to the plate. Because they step up to the plate and move into the light and do what's not necessarily shown and follow through with something that they really don't know, but they have a good idea or they believe. Belief is an amazing thing, because when we believe in certain things, it's like it's already happening right now. When we believe in certain functions, when we believe in certain things happening, if we believe long enough and we work to make it happen, so we don't just believe, but we follow the belief up with action. And as we do this action, we continue the belief, and the belief gets stronger and stronger and stronger over time. That belief and that action catapults us into that next level. It moves us into that next level and allows us to make our own choices and to move ourselves out of adversity. You know, I want to talk about the dark side versus the light. The dark side versus the light, because I think that this is so, so important. Because we have the choice to go one way, and we have the choice to go the other. And it's very interesting to me, because we have that choice. We have that choice. And we can choose to be great in the most amazing things we can do, or we can choose to be great in the most evil things that we do. And we have to sit back and analyze at a spiritual level what makes sense. And even though things can be crashing around us, and maybe some things that have held us back in our adversities are holding us back, we have to relinquish those chains and figure out how to live toward the light. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more of the dark side versus the light, the choices we make, clean living, and later on in the hour, we'll be talking about the Force. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about how Star Wars mimics life, about how our life is actually very similar to the film. And I know that some of you are like, there's no stormtroopers in my life. I got no R2-D2 in my life. But do you? Think about it in a symbolic manner. Think about it. Think about the personalities. Think about the emotional level. Think about people who only answer to certain people. Think about the followers. Think about the leaders. Think about the people you know all over the world, in the news, even your friends who march to maybe a different drummer. Think about some of the people that you had to let go in your life because they've gone to the dark side, not the light. This is very important, because when we realize this, we realize the power we have in the life that we've been given. We realize the intricacies. We realize how things roll in a balance. We realize how we must overcome adversity, and how we overcome adversity is directly proportional to how we live our life. How we see adversity. How we feel. What we do. And when we think about the dark side versus the light, we realize that in this situation, we choose. We choose. We choose to be part of the Force. We choose to be part of the Jedi. Or we choose to be part of Darth Vader and his group. We choose to live off of people. We choose to hurt other people, to, I don't know, basically use people for our own needs. You know, it depends on where we're at. If we're seeing that this is working, and some people do. Some people aren't necessarily Darth Vader, but some people are very dark. They make choices that put people last. They make choices that put all living creatures last. And it's like they get a high off of it. And you know people in your life, probably not people that you've chosen to be in your life, but people that happen to be in your life because they are because of work, or because you married into the family, or because you're somehow or not related. You know how dealing with some people can be when you are in the light and they are in the dark, and how you too just do not blend. You know, it's interesting because when I think about the dark and the light, I'm not sitting there putting judgment call on anybody, but I am thinking about certain people that I used to hang out with a lot. And I really just, I don't know, I just couldn't get enough of them. I mean, I was like, ooh, there's something about them. Oh my gosh. And it's interesting because there was something about them that was irresistible. And it was like irresistible poison, if you might say. An irresistible poison. Ooh, that sounds like a really good, a really good perfume. What are you wearing? I'm wearing irresistible poison. Yeah, baby. You don't want to lick my neck, though. You'll die. But anyway. No, but seriously, I've been around people where it's like this irresistible poison where you're like, oh my God. It's like, oh, geez. I love it so much, but it's just so poisonous. And it was funny. I recently saw a friend of mine, and it's been a long time. And when I say recently, guys, you know that I mean in the 21st century. However, it's interesting because we went out to dinner one night. And, you know, this person is, I adore to a certain degree, and I've able to put a lot of distance between me and this person at this point. Because they were that irresistible poison. And I remember we went out to dinner. And it's funny because for the first time I realized the situation. Like, in Technicolor. In Dolby Digital Sound, complete, awesome Technicolor. Holy crap, what a great picture this is. This is unbelievable. I realized that basically he represents the dark and I represent the light. And what I'm saying is that any choice that he can make to do better, to help others, he chooses the opposite. And it's interesting because you know how people say that opposites attract. It can be very interesting. And I think that people listening tonight, I think that you can understand where I'm coming from. Where you have that friend or maybe that ex or maybe a current girlfriend or boyfriend who is your irresistible poison. And it's interesting because I'm sure the sex can be really, really miraculous. However, besides that, does it really work for you? And in some friendships that I've had, it's almost like it overrides things. And I have people look at me like, who am I? And what am I doing with that person? And I started stepping back and realizing that we all can make choices. And we can always choose the dark or we can choose the light. But it depends on the one that you stand in the most. And I think that choice is such a big deal because we choose to be happy. We choose to be sad. We choose to feel used. We choose to feel abandoned. When we put ourselves in situations that we could have safeguarded ourselves and we could have done something about. And it's interesting, throughout the Star Wars trilogy, throughout these films, you see the connection between dark and light. You see how people can be completely related, but yet they move to one side or the other. You can see how somebody's rage and anger can morph itself into complete and utter evil. And, you know, I'm not saying that everybody turns into a Darth Vader, everybody turns into, you know, somebody that's using the Force. But the thing is that not everybody's going to be a Jedi, but there's extremes. Those are the extreme categories. And we have to stand somewhere on that line. Where do you stand? And I remember one day I did a meditation. It was very interesting. And I could see, like, great people moving from being themselves to being Hitler. From those same people moving from being Hitler to being the most amazing people, like the Dalai Lama, like people that give peace, like all kinds of people out there that really go far to change our planet. And everybody has the option of being these extremes. Everybody has the option of being, like I like to say, good and bad, dark and light. And it's interesting because it is kind of a yin-yang type thing. And this film shows, and the whole trilogy for that matter, the combination of the dark and the light, the division once the dark is figured out, and what side people go to and why. And I think that this is basically showing what we have in our own life. Our life might be a microcosm of what this is. However, it does show the things that we are currently dealing with. Because in life, when you think about life, a lot of people don't realize how intricate life is, right? We have all these choices. We make all these choices. Every day of our life, we make choices. We make choices to take a right, to take a left. We make choices to get to work early, to get to work on time, to be late. We make a choice to come home, to not come home. We make a choice to agree to something, to disagree with something. We make a choice to give to charity, to not give to charity. We make a choice to see someone for lunch, not see someone for lunch. We make a choice to drink, to smoke. We make a choice to have an affair, not to have an affair. We make all these choices on a daily basis, okay? And all these choices lead us to a different spot, a different level. And it's these choices that can catapult us from being on one edge, from being in one place to another. And I've made some choices in my life that aren't the best of choices. And then on sometimes I made the best of choices. And I think that we all have to sit back and realize, what is our Achilles heel? What is our Achilles heel? What is your Achilles heel? What is one of the things that you battle with the most? What is that? What is the thing in your life that you battle with the most? And being that I'm a therapist and a life coach, so it's not just the therapy, it's not just the family and marriage counselor, I'm also a life coach. I wear dual hats. I can wear one at a time, I can wear both. I can be the coach, got the whistle on, you know what I'm talking about. But I have a lot of clients that come in and it's like their Achilles heel falls into under certain types of criteria. One, alcohol. Two, drugs. Three, anger. Four, sex, affairs. You know, some people just can't get enough sex. Some people, that's all they think about, and their Achilles heel is making the wrong decision when it comes to having an affair, having sex with somebody they don't know. When it comes to drinking, making bad decisions, smoking cigarettes, making bad choices, following the wrong crowd. But most of the time it gets to the bases, and some of our Achilles heels is not believing in ourselves. The inability to believe in ourselves. Where we don't believe in ourselves anymore. And so our own Achilles heel, our own problem is within us. When we don't believe in ourselves and we're scared to make a choice, or we look down upon ourselves, it's like our own mind is fighting against us. Our own mind is fighting against us because, you know, people do say, you know, when you live in the mind, you can go crazy. I mean, I would rather be out of the mind, out of my mind, than in my mind. Because when you're in your mind, you think about some crazy stuff. I mean, when was the last time you were thinking for a period of time and all of a sudden you started thinking all kinds of stressful related stuff? You started thinking about how this is never going to work, about how your life's not adding up right, about how you just can't do anything right. And it becomes that negative self-talk in our mind can become our Achilles heel, where we literally have problems getting out of the bed because we just don't have any self-faith anymore. And you know, we've all made mistakes. We've all made mistakes, and I've certainly made my share. And I'm working not to make them. But we've all made them. And when we make them, we can be down on ourselves. But it's the process of learning. If we can learn from our mistakes and take from those mistakes and become a better person, that's what it means. That's from A to B. That's from A to B. So when we return, I'll be talking about the Force, what it means to actually have the Force, what it means to wield the Force in your own life, and how you can begin to wield that Force, your personal inner power, and use it for the light and not the dark. Remember, you can check me out on AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com. B-E-R-G-E-S. Burgess. Some people call it Berger. Some people call it Burgers. But you know what? It's Burgess. B-E-R-G-E-S. You can check me out at Ashley Burgess. At Ashley Burgess. On Twitter, at Ashley Burgess. As well as on Spreaker. On Spreaker. Check me out on Ashley Burgess. Got some great material on Spreaker as well. Actually have a original podcast on that. So you got to check it out. And I think you'll actually dig it quite a bit. Stay tuned. Return to me talking more about the Force. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. Be back this time. And well, okay, two shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
You will be safe and sound.
Force. It's calling to you.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we've been talking tonight about Star Wars, about overcoming adversity, about the dark side versus the light, about using the Force. This is our life. This movie basically replicates our life in a really cool, jazzy way with amazing THX sound and some really great acting. And I mean, this is really our life. In a nutshell, we have to overcome our adversity. We have to deal with choosing the dark or the light. We have to choose. Everybody has to make that choice. And every choice we make, no matter what it is. And it's interesting because we make that choice and we have the power to make ourselves absolutely anything we want to be. Remember in the very first film, use the Force. Luke, let go. Luke, trust me. Think about that. Use the Force, let go and trust me. The Force. We all have the ability to use the Force. We all have the ability to let go and to let in the right thing in our life. We all have the opportunity to make the right choices, to choose wisely. We all have the opportunity to make the choice that sets us apart from everybody else. And we all have the opportunity to do what's right by everybody on the planet and every animal on the planet. And about Mother Earth. We all have the choice, and we're given that choice several times a day to make that choice. It's just not one choice in your life. It's not just one time. You get several opportunities to prove exactly where you stand. And let's talk about the Force. When you're using the Force to the best of your ability, when you're using the Force to the best of your ability, doing exactly what is needed for you to wield the Force in the right way by you, the first thing that you're doing, if you're using the Force, is that you're better than you were yesterday. You're better than you were. Not them, not the folks on Jerry Springer, not your best friend that's just like totally cuckoo on Cuckoo Puffs, but you're better than you were yesterday. What does that mean? That means you're not competing against everybody else. You're only making yourself better. And that's easier said than done for some people. Because you know some people say they do that, but they're always competing with other people. They're always making judgment calls and looking at people and telling them how bad they are. And at least I'm not like them. No. In order to be better than you were yesterday, we got to quit on the gossiping. We got to quit on the drama. We got to let everybody live their life. And unless they're hurting you or hurting somebody you know, you got to let it go. You got to let go and let live and forgive. And it's interesting because when we are better than we were yesterday, when we become better than we were yesterday, we go to a different level of living. We go to a different level of operating. We move to a different level of life. It's like you're still on this planet, and yeah, you're still in a human form, but you've graduated to, like, I don't know, like you're getting your pastor doctorate degree, right? Like, you got those, they got their doctorate, medical school, you're kind of going past there. Beyond Thunderdome, really. I mean, think about it. When you begin to use the Force in an adequate way and you're doing this 24/7 and you're being better and you're working to be better than you were yesterday. That is the graduation from being human to part human, part God. Because that's what it's really about. And I'm not saying that you're taking over God's thing. I'm just saying that you're being godly, right? And you don't have to believe in one thing or another, but I'm saying not of the human status. Where there's a competition. Where you're watching people to make sure they don't get up to your level. Why maybe some people don't help other people because they don't want them to compete with them. They don't want to help them because they don't want to get them in a good position. Why certain people would rather see other people fail than succeed. Why certain people would rather not step up to the plate and actually say what's right in fear that other people will judge them, even though they know the truth. And by the way, the truth is the only thing that can set you free. I figured that out too. Fortunately and unfortunately, the truth works. But if you're holding back from telling the truth because you're scared of what the crowd's gonna say, you're not using the Force. And it's about wielding that Force in a positive, true manner that allows it to be your Force, not a Force that's being pushed upon you. And you know, sometimes you can feel a negative type Force and you have to sit there and you got to walk away. And because if you are using the Force, you are a positive Force to be reckoned with, a truthful Force to be reckoned with. And there's no need to have a reckoning. Because if you're trying to be better than you were yesterday, not trying, but you are being better than you were yesterday, there's no reason to fight. There's no reason to argue. Move on to where your message, but better yet, your purpose is being highlighted. You know, the next thing you can do to use the Force is when I go into middle schools and I go to elementary schools, I tell kids this, and this is so important for everybody in this entire planet to hear. And the only reason I tell kids this is because I hope that they might get it before I did. It took me several years to get it, and nobody was there to tell me about this. I had to learn it on my own. And it's quite profound, actually. So if you're listening, please listen. Open those ears up real quick. There's one thing. Just that one thing. Curly from City Slickers is, you know, that one thing. I'm just kidding. No, it's that one thing that once you find it in yourself, once you recognize it in your own self, when you find that one thing that you do better than anybody on the planet, when you find that one thing that you are really good at, when you find that one thing that's the essence of you, when you find that one thing that is that thing that je ne sais quoi, that thing that your friends are like, man, you know, you're really good at that, man. When you figure that out and you realize at what a high level you're operating on with that particular thing, okay? When you figure out the operating level you're at with that thing, when you find that out, that thing, that excellent part of you, that amazing, oh my God, put the spotlights on, get the disco ball out, we figured it out, right? We get that one thing faster, better, stronger. We get that one thing, it's gonna help you find your purpose. It is. When you figure out that one thing and you start honing in on it, and you're crafting it and you're making it better and better, and you craft it and you take care of it and you nurture it and you believe in it and you believe in yourself and you believe in your ability, your purpose will be found. Because you know what? It's not that you don't know your purpose. You know it. It's just somewhere in the recesses. It's somewhere there. And you just can't put a finger on it right yet. And so basically that one thing that you do better than anybody else is a clue. It's a clue to bring you back to you. It's a clue to bring you back to who and what you were supposed to be doing on this planet Earth. It's the clue. It's like it's like going on that scavenger hunt. And the scavenger hunt for some of you may be already 30 years in, 20 years in, 18 years in, 45 years in, 55 years in, 61 years in. It's never too late to find the pieces of the scavenger hunt and to win. It's never too late. Because you know what the deal is that for the most part, it's all happening at the right time. Everything happens at the right time. Like, you can't get to your purpose too early before you could actually make something happen with it. Do you see what I'm saying? For example, I recently met with a client of mine, and I knew a bunch of information about them from our previous meetings, but I never really put two to two together, and I was able to identify why their life had gone a certain direction and why they had abandonment issues and why they did what they did. And I said, are you ready for this? Because this is going to blow it all out of water. This is it. And it was. But I knew that information. And I'm very deductive and thoughtful, but the reason why I didn't bring it up is it wasn't the right time. It's not that I thought, oh, well, I should wait. No, I didn't bring it up because it wasn't the right time. And the same is for you right now. The reason why you're hearing this right now, the reason why you're hearing Ashley Burgess ask you to look for that one thing within you that you do better than anybody else you know is because guess what? It's time for you to find and to jump on board to your purpose. And your purpose has been waiting for a while, but it's the right time now. There's no behind the eight ball. There's no 20 years behind. None of that. It's your time now. Think about it. It's your time now. So find that one thing. And when you find that one thing that you do better, that you know, because you know what? You know when you do something really great. You know when you have talent. You know it because you know what? Nobody around you is holding that same talent. Find that, and that will show you. That will direct you to that scavenger hunt to your purpose. And last but not least, do what you believe. Don't let other people tell you what you're supposed to believe. Don't let other people tell you what's going on. Go find out for yourself. Go find out for yourself. Don't let somebody else tell you this is happening. Go see it for your own eyes. Go figure it out. And remember, always do what you want to do. You have the choice. You don't have to follow people. You don't have to do what they want to do. It's about you. Only you have to look yourself in the mirror. Only you have your unique purpose. And only you can fulfill your destiny. Only you can fulfill your destiny. So, you know, life is a lot like Star Wars, isn't it? Life is a lot like it. And that's why we love those films so much, because it reminds us of the inner works in our life, the inner turmoil, the outside turmoil, the overcoming the adversity, the dark side versus the light. Choosing, making that choice. And last but not least, choosing the force. Remember, use the force. Let go. Trust me. You got this covered. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next. And you can find all my shows and all my new podcasts on Spreaker.com, Spreaker, at AshleyBurgess.com, as well as iTunes and iHeart. And I look forward to hearing from you. Go to my website, click on the contact page, send me a note, or go to Twitter. My handle is at Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, trust me, use the force. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.